Auburn University dominated college bass fishing this year. Yeah, you heard me right. College bass fishing. The Tigers qualified 11 two-man teams in the Collegiate Bass National Championship. And one of those teams, Logan Parker and Tucker Smith, were named the 2021 Bassmaster Team of the Year. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? Thanks for checking in on Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a show you sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show and sustain it at WWIB.com. Birmingham Basser Tucker Smith is back with me on Sports and Commentary from Auburn. So this isn't just, Tucker, a two-man show down there, a success story at Auburn. You guys have assembled a super team from literally all over the world, right?
Yes, sir. We've got a kid named Sam. He's from South Africa, and it's pretty amazing. He's got a South African accent. It's really kind of cool. You know, he came all the way from Africa just to fish, and that's, it really just opens your eyes to show you how big fishing really is when you have kids that come from across the globe, you know, essentially, just to be on this bass fishing team. And he's one of my best buddies, and it's pretty cool that we made that connection, especially from all the way across the world. And then I've got a buddy, his name's Rob, and he's from Canada, all the way up there, and he came down just for the bass fishing team as well. So, and he's one of my good buddies, and it's really crazy because, you know, they're both outstanding fishermen, and they come from a completely different place in the world. So, just to chase some little green fish around. So I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. You all had a top 10 finish in your first tourney, and then the season was nearly derailed by what was apparently a COVID protocol violation. Explain what happened there.
That's right. We had a hiccup in that. We were doing good at the beginning of the season, and we had some stuff go on with that. I can't really get into much detail with it, but, you know, we had a situation, and we had to talk to the school about it and figure it out. But, you know, the school was willing to shorten our suspension, and we got to go back on the water, and we really picked up right where we left off. And when we got off that suspension, we missed a few tournaments, you know, which was upsetting, because we were in the run for school of the year, but we left off right where we left. And we started doing really good. We ended up fifth in school of the year, and we really just took off. I think we had two of the four Bassmaster wins in college. Me and Logan had one at Saginaw Bay. Connor and Sam, our buddies from Illinois, they had one at Smith Lake, and then we got a third place in the national championship and a seventh at the national championship, I'm pretty sure. And then we won team of the year as well, so we really picked up right where we left off. So we had an outstanding season, even after all the hardships that happened with COVID and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And when you were suspended as a team, you contacted an attorney friend of yours, a big-time fisherman from Georgia, that put together a case before the school to shorten the suspension, right?
Oh, yes, sir. His name's Joe Durham. He's one of my best buddies. I met him a while back, and I don't think we really could have done it without him. He's always been a close friend, and he's a friend of me and Aaron Martin's and my uncle Robbie. We've been close, and we fish all the time together. And, you know, when that situation happened, I really like was looking for help, and I was like, wait a second, I know Joe, you know, he can do stuff like that. He's a lawyer. So I called up Joe, and he said, I'll see what I can do. And you know, if we didn't have Joe, we wouldn't be where we are now. We wouldn't have been able to fish. I honestly think so. And, yeah, he really just helped us through that. And I'm grateful for him for sure.
Yeah. You are from Alabama there, born and raised. So bass fishing is just kind of part of the culture down there, isn't it?
It is. It is. Everybody around here bass fishes. That's why I love coming up north, you know, kind of where y'all are at. I love going up there and fishing because, you know, you don't have the pressure on the lakes that we do down here. You go out on the lake any day of the week, there's a tournament going on. There's 100 boats out on the water. But if you go up north or somewhere where there's not as many bass fishermen, you can go up there and, you know, catch them every single cast. So, yeah, we do get a lot of pressure, but it's known. I think it's known down here. We have a good, we're kind of located well and between all the lakes that we fish, basically. So I'm happy I live down here and get to fish all these amazing waters.
Yeah. All right, Tucker Smith, the Auburn Tigers bass fisherman extraordinaire on Sports and Commentary. Let's plan, if we can, Tucker, to get back together on the next show and talk more about bass fishing, kind of the secrets of successful bass fishing. I'd like to know about your faith, too, and how God's been using your life and working in your life here recently. So let's plan on reconnecting for the next Sports and Commentary. Until then, have a terrific day down there, all right?
You too. See ya.